how you doing, my friend?
How you doing? Good. How are you?
I am fantastic. Look, we're just going right into this interview, my friend. You know, you are definitely one of my favorite comics out there, and it's great that you're back on tour. So the first question's got to be, why did you decide now is the best time, man, to be back on tour, and especially bringing that tour up here in Toronto at the Sony Center?
You know, it's so much to talk about, but I started out doing stand-up comedy, and always wanted to, I just filmed a stand-up comedy movie, so that's coming out early next year. My stand-up comedy movie, my first one, and so I'm excited about that. And I started out doing stand-up comedy, man. So I'm just excited, and this is the perfect time to do it because I got a lot to talk about.
Yeah, definitely. Look, growing up though, who did you look up to in the world of comedy?
Well, definitely Eddie Murphy, Richard Pryor. They were big influences of mine, and in film also, watching Richard Pryor in Stir Crazy with Gene Wilder, watching Eddie Murphy in 48 Hours with Nick Nolte. I identified with those guys, couldn't wait till they came on the screen, and I always wanted to do stand-up like those guys did and then also take it to the movies like they did with movies. So I definitely was influenced by those guys.
So how do you take those influences but still make it your comedy and be able to stand out? Because there are so many comics out there, male, female, around the world, but only a few get to be at the level where you are to be able to stand out. What do you think you did that made you, different from the rest?
Well, I learned from the best from those guys, like tell your own story and be yourself. So that's mainly what I did. I just made sure I was myself and told my own stories, and just made that made me different from everybody else. And then, went all the way at it, So.
And the other thing always stood out for me too. Three things: your body language, facial expressions, and when you kick in that high voice. I mean, I don't care where you're sitting in the theater, everybody can hear you.
Yeah. My voice is definitely distinguished, and that definitely separates me from the crowd a little bit, yeah.
Okay, you talked about getting into the movies. Now, the House Party series, I love them, but everybody says the same thing over and over again. One word: Friday. When we saw you in there, you helped make that movie, and you helped kick in that franchise. What was that part like for you, playing Smokey?
It was great. That was my first co-starring role with Ice Cube in Fridays, and it was just great. I was ready for it. And that was my break into the movies because I was touring. All I was doing before that was touring constantly, around, the States, and I knew that it was time for me to get into the movies, and so it was a lot of fun to be working, on that type of movie. It was a new type of movie. Nobody never really seen a comedy like that, in the hood, and it was like it was the perfect timing for it, and it was just great. It was a lot of fun.
But a lot of people were disappointed that you didn't return to it.
Yeah, because I was always I was doing Money Talks at that time, and I was getting ready to do Money Talks or something like that, and then I heard they were going to do another one. And I was, I never thought about doing another one. Back then, I always thought about, just do a movie and do the best you can and then just move on. You really don't plan on doing another one because the success of it, just took off, you don't know until it comes out. So then I was like on to another project at that time. And I never thought about doing another one anyway.
But, it was funny. I was talking to somebody yesterday when I found out I was going to be doing this interview with you, and I said this to them, and a lot of people agreed with me, too. If there was ever a role that, honestly, you deserved some kind of award, and I would even say nominations, I'm talking Academy Award, is for your role in The Fifth Element.
Thank you, man.
With Ruby, that was done so well. And anybody who really understands what that movie was about, because it had so many different elements, literally,
yep,
to it, yours, I thought you were the breakout star for that movie.
Oh, thank you, man. It was so much fun working with Luc Besson and filming that movie and being in that character, it was just great. As soon as I put on those outfits and that stuff, man, makeup and all that stuff, man, it just I got right into it, and I just had so much fun, man, and it was free. It was really free.
I actually thought that they were going to do a movie as you, as that character. Was there ever talk about that?
It was never talked about. It's actually, it's crazy, but people always come up to me and tell me, man, that would be a good movie if you did another Fifth Element with Ruby Rod, you know. So who knows? They might try to do another one.
But we are, of course, thrilled that there was 1, 2, and 3. We're crossing fingers on the 4. Rush Hour. You and Jackie Chan, I mean, talk about a comedy team. What is the magic between the two of you?
Thank you. You know, it's just that chemistry, man. It's like real life chemistry is just there. You know, we hang out. I just saw him in L.A. A week ago, and we just hang out. It's just comfortable, man. So we just got that chemistry together, and it just works.
But when you got, like, what did you have to learn physically in those movies? Because, my friend, I didn't know you could move so fast. I mean, when you got Jackie Chan, doesn't matter how old that gentleman is, he can move quick, and you got to be just as quick. So physically, what was that like having to work with him?
Well, you know, I made sure I was in good shape because I was always a big fan of Jackie's, and I knew that he was going to, you know, have a lot of action going on and stuff. So I made sure I was in, you know, good shape the first one and the second one and the third one. So, you know, you just keep up. You know, he choreographs all the fight scenes and all those scenes, and, you know, just follow his lead, man. He's so good, and he's been doing it so long that he knows exactly what to do. So, yeah, man, just got to be in good shape.
Jackie has said in the past, and we've known the injuries that he's always gone through. Were you ever injured in any of the movies? I mean,
I was. That's a good question, because the first one, I got a carpet burn on my back. And, man, I never forget that, because we was pulling each other and swinging and kicking, and then we was on the ground on the floor one time on the rug, and he pulled me because I was about to get crushed or something, and I got a carpet burn on my back. That's the only injury I got, and then I was running on this, jumping on this bus in Rush Hour. The first Rush Hour, I got injured. Few injuries, because I was doing all my stunts on that one.
Wow. Is there going to be a 4, yes or no?
Yeah, we're working on something new, and we're definitely going to do another Rush Hour, so that's coming soon.
Now, with as busy you are with the movies, I mean, you also had Silver Lining Playbook. Here's the thing, though. You do make time to give back to fans. You have a foundation.
Yeah, I have a foundation, and it springed up, you know, all my travels. I was traveling all over Africa. I went on some great trips with a lot of great people, and, you know, I've seen a lot of things, you know, clean water issues, education around the world, in some parts of Africa, India, and in the States, you know, education and homelessness. So it's like, you know, I care about a lot of stuff. So we're working on a lot of things to try to just raise more money to bring more attention on these situations and trying to do something about it.
You know, I think it's fantastic. I think, what was it recently? Was it the Hip Hop Awards I saw you on?
BET Awards. I did. I host the BET Awards, yeah.
What was that like for you? I mean, you know, we don't get enough time to really see you because, again, traveling, movies. And I know there were times when you need to get away from Hollywood, so you keep to yourself at times. But it must be thrilling when you get a chance to be called back to host a show like this and get the reaction that you do get.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. You know, it was a lot of fun. A lot of great music this year. So hosting it was cool. I enjoyed doing it, and it was just fun. I never did it before, so I figured, I said, let me do it this year and have some fun with it.
Do you see yourself ever doing maybe more, I would say, more dramatic roles in the future?
Definitely, because I can do it all. You know, I did it when I did Dead Presidents and Jackie Brown and different little parts in movies that show different sides of me. So I definitely want to do it all, you know, do more comedies, more dramatic roles, more futuristic roles, whatever it is, you know. If it's good, you know, definitely could do it.
So what can we expect in this tour, this show? What, well, you know, what kind of stories are we be hearing about?
Man, just a lot of surprises, a lot of things you know, surprises about, you know, my life and stories and just people I know and you know, just it's what's going on in the world. So this is great, you know, it's a lot of good stuff.
Again, we're so looking forward to it. Before you wrap this up, because as we talked about, I mean, you grew up on, you know, Eddie Murphy and Richard Pryor. I mean, I go back to as even, you know, Red Fox, you know, one of my all-time
definitely
favorites. And being able to watch them and listen to them. I mean, I was one of the guys, too, used to, you know, put the record on when, you know, parents went around and you put the headphones on and you're listening real quiet because you don't want to get caught kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, there are kids who are, you know, doing that with, you know, DVDs and trying to, you know, watching your DVD and stuff, and hopefully you're influencing them. What advice can you give those future comedians who are going to be saying, yeah, you know, Chris Tucker, he huge influence on me? What advice can you give them?
Oh, man, just to work hard, you know, and work hard, live, you know, because I think real comedy comes out of living, you know, just study the best, you know, and only the best, and study everybody. Study everybody, and just don't don't give up on your dream, and just go after it, you know, and keep going.
I mean, do you ever remember a point that you were ever, I don't know, booed off the stage or something happening where you were just like, okay, I need to recover? Did that ever happen to you?
I've never been booed, but, you know, you don't, some shows are better than others, and some shows might not click like other ones. So you have to, pick yourself back up and say, man, you know, let me go back on stage again, and let me try this a different way. And you just never give up. You know, you never give up, and then one day, you know, you keep doing it, and all of a sudden it clicks, and then you go on a roll, and you're flying. So you just got to keep pushing on.
And you are living proof of that with the success you have had, my friend. Thank you so much for doing this interview, and looking forward to you coming to Toronto.
Oh, thank you, too. And you can follow me on Real C. Tucker.
Take care, my friend.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.